It's a real, real pleasure. Thank you guys so much for inviting me here. Whenever it comes to a song, you know, there are high notes and low notes. I know, you know, last night we were on the Shiria environment. So we have high parts to a song and low parts to a song. So in a Jew's life, boys and girls, we also have high points and low points. Moshe davens to get to go into Eretz Yisrael. And we know that Gemara of Eschanan is 515. Shira is also Gemara 515. Gemara tells us in Brachos and Chesem Ebeis, Luchos, the Shivrei Luchos, Munachos Ba'orom. The original Luchos that Moshe threw down to the floor, right, when he came down and saw them doing the Egel Azov, the golden calf, and the second Luchos were both placed in the Aron. And throughout all the years in the Midbar, and in, when they got to Eretz Yisrael, they kept both of them. The question is why, Fault? Why in God's name, why would Hashem want us to keep the first pair of luchos? The first pair of luchos didn't last. It lasted how many days? Barely 40. Barely 40. So I think the message is very pashut. There's a sefer called the Bas Ayin. Who is the Bas Ayin? The Bas Ayin was Rav Avram of Avrich. The Bas Ayin is a beautiful sefer. You know what he says? Exactly what we said before. We have good moments, we have hard moments. But all those moments are what? They're all under the Rabbonu Shalom. Yeseres HaDibros, the first Yeseres HaDibros, and the second pair of Yeseres HaDibros, the first Luchos where we messed up, and the second Luchos, they're all under the Rabbonu Shalom. That's what the Bas Ayin says. You want to know why the Shivrei Luchos were put into the Aron? Because the Jewish people would have never gotten to where they were. They didn't realize their mistakes. That was the whole message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing Klal Yisrael. That even when a Jew falls, he can pick himself back up. He doesn't let his challenges get him down. When you mess up, do you let it get it down, or do you rise from your challenges? That's what the Bas Ayin says. You want to know why the Shivrei Luchos were also why the first set of pair of luchos were put into the Aron too? Says the Bas Ayin, because at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Klal Yisrael for eternity, forever, forever. You want to know what it means to be a Jew in 2018? Learn from your mistakes. And don't think that your mistakes are bad. Your mistakes are beautiful. Because we learn from them. Exactly what Fold said. You learn from them, you grow from them. As the famous Pasuk says in, I believe in Koheles, somewhere in Tanakh, I believe it's Koheles. Sheva yupol tzadik v'kam. A tzadik falls seven times. Says Rav Futner, what does that mean, a tzadik falls seven times? I know plenty of tzadik and they don't fall any time. Says Rav Futner, becoming a tzadik is that you need a fall, but you rise up back again. You fall, but you learn from your mistake. So Hashem Shabbos is now going into this week's Parsha. Parsha's Vatzchanan, the old Vatzchanan, the Dubros, to be able to learn from our mistakes. And we grow from them. Be better Jews. These aren't excuses. It's not an excuse to sin. But once the sin does happen, we learn from them and we become better people. That's what the Gemara says. Luchos v'shivri luchos munochos ba'aron. That they're all part of our Avodas Hashem. The luchos and the high times and the low times are all part of the Rabbonu Hashem, our Avodas Hashem. Yishbizochem, Hashem. Good Yontif tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's Tu Ba'av. So good Yontif and good Shabbos. Pesach Shem. Shkoyach.